Hi, welcome to Sleep Paralysis. I am your host, Sarah.
Hi, my name is Myrna, and I'm your co-host.
And today we'll be talking about what sleep paralysis is and people's experiences on it. So grab some snacks and dive into today's episode where we talk about how these experiences will leave you frightened.
What is sleep paralysis? Sleep paralysis is a brief loss of muscle control after falling asleep or before waking up.
And sleep paralysis frequently involves hallucinations or a feeling of suffocation.
What causes sleep paralysis?
So according to my research, sleep paralysis is caused by sleeping disorders, sleep deprivation, not getting enough sleep, and it can like increase it, and irregular sleep patterns and mental health conditions like anxiety, PTSD, and also substance use increases your chances of having sleep paralysis.
How can you wake up from it?
So usually when you're trying to wake yourself up from sleep paralysis, you have to try moving some like small body parts, example like your toes, your fingers, or even your eyelids. And another thing you can do is taking deep breaths. You can also stay calm to help regain control. But usually this doesn't work out because people tend to freak out and they start hyperventilating. And this prevents them from like gaining control again. And they also start to freak out. But also, people also like to try and tell themselves that it's just a dream and it's not real. And usually this kind of works, but it's kind of, you freak out while you tell yourself that, so it doesn't really work. What are the types of sleep paralysis?
One, intruder hallucination feels like a dangerous presence in the room. Two, chest pressure hallucination. You feel pressure on your chest and can be part of intruder hallucination. Three, out of body hallucinations involves a feeling of flying or out of body experiences.
The theories on sleep paralysis is the scientific way, which is what I mentioned earlier, like about sleep disorders, sleep deprivation, and not getting enough sleep, substance use, but that's just one theory. And the other theory is demonic, the demonic theory. And it's like you see figures and people often resort it as like a demonic attack. And there's rumors going around that like when people are in the process of having like a sleep paralysis, they start praying and usually it works. And like you, it kind of like stops the paralysis. And then the other one, it's not really heard of often, but it's the alien theory where you get abducted by aliens and you're getting experienced on. And basically it's just like they want to see how like you react to the sleep paralysis. So one of the experiences I heard about, and this one might be a little hard to believe, but this one was from my dad actually. And when this happened, I think he was 19 or 20 and he lived in Hollywood. And he had this like extreme experience of sleep paralysis. But basically, it started with the usual, like he was sleeping and it felt like something grabbed him and it got on top of him. So like he felt like a big pressure on his chest. But this is the part where it started to get like unusual, because he said that it felt like it lifted him up, and like you can't move, you can't scream, you can't do anything when you're like in this like the state of having like a sleep paralysis. So he was trying to scream and everything, but you just like nothing came out, and whatever like was holding him or taking him, it like lifted him up, and somehow he ended from his bed to the hallway, and eventually he was able to like scream for his mom. And when that happened, I guess like he woke up and everything, and like he fell to the ground. I don't know, it's kind of, it might seem a little skeptic, but it's pretty extreme. And when his mom heard like what had happened, basically he had explained what was going on and what he was doing, and I guess he was praying mid paralysis too, and I guess it kind of worked, because I don't think it would have like stopped. Maybe after like a couple more minutes, because it usually lasts like maybe 5 to 10 minutes. But at his grown age, he even asked his mom to sleep in her room because he was that scared. But till this day, like, he never forgot about it, and he continues to ask himself, like, what would have happened if he wasn't able to scream? Like, would it have continued to take him somewhere where, who knows? One of my personal experiences, it was a couple years ago, that's when I first had it, but it was like, usually sleep paralysis is during like the nighttime, but this was during the morning. And basically, I was using a white blanket at the time, and it started off with like, I don't know, for me, it usually happens when I'm laying on my back. Like, it never happens when I'm laying on my side or anything. But this day, I just so happened to be sleeping on my back, and I felt like the usual, like, pressure, not being able to move, not being able to scream, not being able to do anything. And so at that point, like, I started like to feel myself hyperventilating. Like, I felt my chest, like, I don't know, I was just going crazy, right? And it was weird because, like, the thing, I don't know what it was, but it was like at the end of my bed, and it had like gone under my blanket, and it started like raising like with my blanket. So you know how like in scary movies, like, they'll go under the blanket and the blanket will start like raising on its own? That's what it felt like. And I don't know how it happened, Brad, but when it started raising, all of a sudden it had eyes. And it was weird. Like, its eyes were like bright blue, but like it was like hovering over me, and it was just like I couldn't move and I couldn't do anything, and it was like so up close. It was like pretty disturbing. And then my second experience was recently, not as recently actually, maybe like a year ago. But this was around 2 or 3 in the morning, and I had left my red LED lights on. So when that happens, usually the corners of my room, they're like dark red and like a really dark black. Like, it's just too much like dark in the corners. And so this, obviously I was laying on my back again, and I couldn't really like calm my breathing. So I was hyperventilating and I couldn't like scream or anything. But there was like two point of views, and I kept like switching from it. Like, I was laying down and my eyes would be like so focused on this one corner, but like I couldn't really like see what it was. I just knew it was like tall and it was like a dark figure. And then I would switch to the other point of view, and it was the figure, right? But like, I saw myself like sleeping. Yeah. And like, it would keep like switching, but like every single time it looked like it got closer to me each time, like I switched perspectives. But that thing, it was like, it was mega tall, like maybe I'd say like a good 7 feet or something. But it kept like coming closer, and then like it was like leaning over me at some point. But after that, like, I woke up and I started praying, because that didn't, it scared the living heck out of me. And I couldn't even like go to sleep. And it was so bad to the point where I was gonna ask my parents if I could sleep in their room. But it was like late at night, so I didn't wanna like disturb your sleep. So I just sat on my bed watching that very corner, because I felt so uneasy after that. And I couldn't like go back to sleep. And I was afraid if I went back to sleep, it would be like a part two, like a continuation of my sleep paralysis. So I was like, no, I think I'm good. So I'm here, and I'm going to ask my co-host, Myrna, about her experience. So would you please let us know about your experience?
Okay, my experience with sleep paralysis was really awful. I was home alone in our big house in LA. My experience was me sleeping. I felt something heavy on my chest. I felt like I couldn't breathe, and I felt like I was tied up, like my hands were tied up. I couldn't move. I couldn't even squeeze my fingers or even try to move or move my legs. I couldn't even scream as much as I wanted to. I couldn't, because I felt like there were, like I felt like somebody was covering my mouth, but I couldn't scream. As much as I wanted to open my eyes, I was really scared. The fact that I was, I don't know, maybe see something awful, so I didn't. So what I did to fight this, I started praying, telling God not to leave me alone fighting with this. And I was able to wake up. And as soon as I was able to wake up, I screamed and got out of the room and I started praying again. And then after that, I started getting ready to go to work. But I was still afraid of me coming home and going to sleep and thinking, is this gonna happen again? So what I did was pray again at night and then go to sleep. And that was my experience with sleep paralysis.
So is there any advice you can tell me or the viewers?
My advice would be always pray at night before going to sleep. And when you wake up, always pray and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. And I didn't have an awful sleep, so let me have a good day.
And why do you think you had sleep paralysis? Did you watch a scary movie that, like, had you all spooked? Or do you just, you think?
No, I don't think so, because I don't like scary movies. I think maybe I was in that time, I was working too much overtime and I didn't have enough rest. Sleep. Yeah, so I think that could happen.
Was there any other experiences that you had that were worse?
Yes, when I worked at, I still work for Children's Hospital, but when we were working in the hospital, our department was in the underground. And of course, you hear scary stories. And I did experience once. I remember long time ago, I was really new there. And I have always worked night shifts. And I remember one day we were doing overtime, so like around 1 or 2 in the morning, I would hear like little kids laughing in the hallways. And I was like, oh my God, no, this cannot be. And yes, I mean, my coworkers have also, experienced stuff in the hospital, especially where we were underground, so. Yeah.
The reason I had asked my co-host about why she thought or what she thinks about sleep paralysis being connected to spiritual was because I was watching these videos and there was this person that had said that when you're asleep, you're so like open-minded and anything can like really like happen to you. So I think the guy, he was talking about like witchcraft, because I think he used to do it before like he turned to God. But basically he was saying how like your soul is like wandering from your body and anything can like anything, like spirit entities, whatever, they can enter your body. And there's this one experience he had where he was doing something where his soul was out of his body and he had saw something like an entity or a demon, I don't know, but he saw it like trying to like crawl into his body, and I don't know how he prevented it from happening, but he luckily, his soul returned just in time and nothing happened to his body or his soul. Because if the other thing would have gotten into his body, his soul would have just been like left there, like wandering around, or I don't know what would have happened to his soul actually. I don't know. There was also evidence that people they do it, but people like to record themselves, like, knowing they're going to have sleep paralysis just to see how, like, how they react when they're asleep or if they can catch anything. But people will set up cameras, and I think it's, like, a thermal or, like, a night vision thing. But there was this one particular video where this guy, he was, like, having sleep paralysis. He was on his back and stuff. He couldn't breathe. He could breathe, but he was, like, hyperventilating. He couldn't speak. He couldn't move. And on the camera, you could see, like, this, like, entity or whatever. And he was, like, all, like, hunched back. He was, like, staring right at his face. Like, he was hovering, like, right above his face. And he was just, like, hunched over, on, like, right on top of his chest. So I don't know if that's what really, like, happens when you feel that pressure on your chest. I don't know if something's, like, literally on you. But other than that, that wraps up today's episode on sleep paralysis and our personal stories. And I hope we taught you how to cope with it when it occurs. And I hope you know that you aren't alone when you have these scary experiences. But thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the shadows of sleep. And as always, don't forget to follow and comment below on what you think about this episode. Until next time, sleep tight and maybe keep a nightlight on.